Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is On Deadline, where the biggest stories, the smartest journalists, and the conversations that matter come together from Odyssey news stations across the country. When news breaks, the story doesn't stop there. I'm Christy Strasser. Let's get started. Let's set a scene. The air is soft, you're outside, your surroundings are green and filled with people you love spending time with. What's in your hand? Let's talk about that with KCBS in the Bay Area.
The Bay Area grape harvest is getting off to a very early start this year, the earliest in decades. KCBS's Matt Bigler with our story from Wine Country.
It's the start of the 201st wine grape harvest in Sonoma Valley.
It's the earliest we've ever done this.
The reason, says Ned Hill, owner of La Prenda Vineyards and Winery, an early season heat wave caused the vines to fruit out early. That means a smaller harvest, but hopefully higher quality grapes.
So the vines are very lush this year. They're growing great. Vine health is fantastic. And we're irrigating very little, if at all, right now.
These Chardonnay grapes are being picked not by hand, but one of the only mechanical grape harvesters in wine country, which Hill says is faster and better at cutting stems.
All they're getting is the berries, is the grapes, and so it can go straight into the press. And so it's better at the wineries. It's one less step that they have to do.
In Sonoma, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
We are all getting used to using our phone to pay for credit card transactions or get into ticketed events. Now get ready for a digital driver's license. KCBS's Scott Cohn with our story.
The digital driver's license has been around in California since 2023, but on a very limited basis, with a cap of just 15% of the licenses issued. Now Governor Newsom has signed a bill raising the cap to 60%, and he posted a video to show how easy it is.
Review and submit. Looks good. Don't like the photo, but that's another, you know, who likes their DMV photo?
You'll be able to use the new license at the airport to get through TSA checkpoints at some businesses, not all, and it'll make some DMV services easier. But, and this is a big but, you can't use your mobile driver's license for driving. Law enforcement will only accept the hard copy. Ed Swenson with the DMV says, give it time.
A few years ago, we didn't use our phones to pay with a credit card anymore. Now we tap everywhere.
The governor's office says 3.5 million Californians applied for digital licenses under the pilot program. The expansion will make nearly 17 million of us eligible.
Digital driver's licenses are another example of the dizzying pace of change. But how are we supposed to keep up with the ethical demands of AI usage? Here's more from KCBS.
Professor Ari Waldman. Now, we mentioned things like facial recognition, license plate readers, predictive policing software. Has surveillance technology come along faster and more advanced, maybe compared to what most of us think?
I think it's more available than most people think. So when you drive past an intersection, people often see, or you might notice, a couple of cameras. And people assume that they're just there to monitor traffic flow, or they're there to take a snapshot. But many of those cameras, even the ones that were installed years ago, have been updated to include facial recognition technology and include other forms of AI that not only collect information, but then use it for something else. We see it in arenas, at Disney World, Disneyland. We see it all over the place. And most of the time, you don't know that it's there. The people that do know it's there, especially when it comes to predictive policing software, are the people who are over-surveilled, right? Those people who are the subjects or the victims of the surveillance or treated differently because of their race, because of where they live, and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned facial recognition being at arenas and places like that. I know that there have been concerns raised by, say, for instance, people of color who say that facial recognition doesn't always recognize their face.
That's right. And in a way, like, it's not that they just don't recognize the faces. It's that because they don't recognize and routinely don't recognize black faces correctly, that people can be misidentified. And then someone could be arrested for something that they didn't do. And when you are a member of a class of people that are over-surveilled and over-policed, that leads to all sorts of collateral consequences.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
It's notable, though, that, you know, as this technology improves, it's worth, as a society, it's worth us asking, do we want this type of technology to be both everywhere and perfect? Because if it's perfect, then despite all of the, you know, arguments for them, it means that we live in a surveillance state. It means that the people who control these cameras, they know everything, they know everyone, and they know everything that's happening. I don't know about you, but I don't necessarily want to live in a society like that, even if it got everything correct.
You know, it's interesting that you put it that way. If you look at polls and surveys, it shows Americans are kind of uneasy about government surveillance, police surveillance. Even though many people support those tools for public safety, is there room for both sides there to coexist? Is there somewhere in the middle where we can meet?
I think there definitely is. I think one of the reasons why people say that they support use of technology for public safety is in part because those surveys don't really explain what public safety is. So a public safety for a white person who has, or wealthy white person who has never come in contact with the police for any bad reason other than to call the police to help them, they see public safety as a great thing. However, a different person who has had different experiences with public authority, whether it's arrests, whether it's stop and frisk, whether it's the state coming in and taking away families and taking away children from families, which happens at a higher rate for black families than it does for white families, they have a very different understanding, as they should, of public safety. So when you're seeing when you're seeing surveys like this, they're not really clear. They're taking in like a personal or an experiential view of what we mean by public safety, and then it doesn't take into account how very different people have that view. So what that means to me is that we need to reconceptualize what we mean by public safety. Police is not the same thing as public safety. Public safety also means investing in communities. And once people understand that, they may realize that this type of surveillance, all-encompassing surveillance, especially in the hands of police, is not necessary for public safety.
Here's a reminder of the analog world. Shopping malls, are we ready for their return? Here's WCCO in Minneapolis.
Is anybody going to the mall these days? I mean, I know it's been hot, and so movies are popular. Going to the malls, maybe it would make sense. It's nice and cool. But what would it take to get you to the mall? So many people are buying their goods and services, their clothes, their food online. What would it take? Southdale in Edina has put in $400 million. They're throwing money at Southdale at this problem. They have made it a very different experience. I know. I've spent some time at Southdale. I've seen it go through many iterations over the years. Now there is a Rolex store. There's a Burberry, Tiffany, a Louis Vuitton. There's a whole luxury wing. And Mall of America is deciding that jazzing it up, shining up, making it pretty and shiny will work. As a matter of fact, and it's owned by the Simon Property Group, they've said, this was in a Star Tribune article, I believe, 30% increase they've had now in foot traffic since 2019. So in essence, that would mean that people feel like, then, is that going to pay off? Is eventually, will they get their money, you know, will they get their money for it? You know, you've got the Mall of America, and I personally, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I choose to avoid it because to me, it's just too big, too many choices. I prefer a smaller mall. Do I like what they've done with this mall? Yeah, for the most part. They've added, my favorite grocery store, which makes it easy. They didn't change too much of the footprint, but they glitzed it up. And apparently, it seems to be working. We know it was the very first mall ever, inside mall now, in the United States. And I remember, maybe you do, the original Southdale Mall. I had a fish pond. There was a zoo in that original mall. I know, we've had many different iterations. There was even, they had a chimp inside the mall. It's all wrong now today. And it was back then, but still, they have changed it, and it was looking like a desert, a shopping desert several years ago. And so now they've thrown money at it, a lot of money at it, and it seems to be paying off. I like to go into a store. I like to look at things. I like to feel them. You go to the mall. You see something. You like it. You're like, I'd like to buy that. Do you have it in my size? No.
Nope.
But we can send it to you, no charge. I'm like, I want it now.
Amazon can have it at my doorstep tomorrow. Thanks. That'll be fine.
Yep, they can.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.